To CPR News, I'm May Ortega. Colorado's economy is showing some signs of a slowdown. That's according to the latest statewide indicators report from CU's Leeds School of Business. While jobs are growing in the state, it's only 1.5% year over year. That is significantly lower growth than this time last year. Retail sales have also backed off from last year's fast pace of growth. Inflation in Colorado also remains higher than the national average at over 5% year over year in Metro Denver. Coloradans have experienced very different summers depending on which part of the state they live in. New data from the state climate office shows stark divisions. Most of the people in southwestern Colorado had a July that was one of the 10 warmest of all time. For folks on the eastern plains, temperatures were near or below average. The story is similar for rainfall. Parts of the San Luis Valley had the driest July in 129 years. But the Front Range and southeastern corner of the state had an unusually wet month. Football fans can no longer rely on Broncos ride shuttles to get to Empower Field at Mile High Stadium. Denver's Regional Transportation District says it has permanently ended the service. Rides were suspended during the last 3 NFL seasons, and RTD says its regular bus and rail lines have been able to keep up with demand on game days. Federal rules ban public transit from directly competing with private charter transportation, which RTD says is Broncos ride service would. You're listening to CPR News. Coming up next, we're listening to more All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us.